Good morning. A round of clouds passed through the interior sections of New York and New England overnight, but a lot of those clouds are breaking up, and this morning we're starting with a fair amount of sunshine, especially from I-90 north toward the Canadian border. In these places especially, temperatures have dropped back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Elsewhere, readings are in the 40s to around 50 to start the day, with some clouds mixing in as a frontal system approaches from Pennsylvania and Ohio. That front, as it slowly creeps our way, will be the focus for our weather over the next couple of days. It'll bring some clouds back into the picture later this afternoon, and maybe a scattered shower, and more numerous showers out in the Mohawk Valley towards central New York and the western Catskills, maybe even a thunderstorm in these spots. Temperatures, though, on average, should reach the lower to middle 70s. As that front draws closer tonight, showers will be likely across the region, maybe a passing thunderstorm, and temperatures back into the 50s. Tomorrow, with the front nearby, mostly cloudy skies, numerous showers, and possibly a thunderstorm. Because of the extensive cloud cover, temperatures staying back into the upper 60s for highs. On Friday, that front still close by, but not through the region, keeping us in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies and additional showers. The whole system passes through late Friday and Friday night, but lingering energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will touch off a couple of showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. So a little unsettled weather to start the holiday weekend, otherwise mostly cloudy, Saturday afternoon as highs push back up towards 70. Right now, the remainder of the holiday weekend looks dry, a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday, with highs in the middle to upper 70s, but there are some suggestions from at least one or two computer models that there could be a few showers still around, so we'll keep an eye on that heading toward the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central high plains. An upper-level low will move slowly across the Intermountain West today, while at the surface, a corridor of low-level moisture should extend north-northwestward from north-central Kansas into northwestern Colorado and southeastern Wyoming. This will allow for moderate instability to develop during the afternoon, with thunderstorms initiating in the foothills of the Front Range and moving southeastward onto the plains of northeastern Colorado. In addition, veering of the winds with height is forecast, suggesting that the environment will be favorable for supercells and large hail. Hailstones of greater than 2 inches in diameter may occur, with cells that become dominant and move down the axis of instability. A few tornadoes may occur with the better organized supercells, and isolated wind damage will also be possible. Further east, a cold front will advance southeastward across the upper Mississippi Valley into the central Great Lakes region this afternoon. Supercells with large hail will be possible where cells remain discrete and have access to the stronger instability. Damaging wind gusts will also be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 1:48 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Aurora, Illinois at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a north wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 21 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid-70s. Boston, mostly sunny in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 58, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, for the month 1.95 inches, and for the year 12.90 inches. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 49. The record high 92 set in 1941, and the record low 32 in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, with more clouds and showers possible late this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, upper 60s, more clouds and scattered showers Friday, mid to upper 60s. Still the risk of a passing shower Saturday, perhaps a rumble of thunder, otherwise mostly cloudy near 70. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, mid to upper 70s. And another chance of a shower or thunderstorm by Tuesday, with high staying in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.